Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Tom Sullivan back on the show. Tom is goes all the way back to 03. He's a 17-year member of our Brain Trust, Vice President for Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. And we knew him when he was the advocate for the SBA. Very important job under the George W. Bush administration. And he's been a staunch supporter of small business owners a long time. And he's our good friend, Tom Sullivan. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. It's good to be with the Small Business Advocate.
It's great to have you back as well, Tom. Hey, Tom, one of the things that's happening even as we speak is something that I've been concerned about for some time now. And it's actually turning into an economic headwind. And that's the inability of companies of all sizes, really, to find and onboard quality people who can do a good job, people who have a driver's license, people who will show up, you know, sometimes maybe pass a drug test. That's getting really harder and harder to find, and your research showed that. And since your research came out, which we reported some of it last week, I want you to talk about it some more in a minute. But since then, since your last survey, the last MetLife U.S. Chamber survey, it's been reported that small businesses with 20 or less employees, their hiring was flat last month. And I know it's for one reason only, and that's because they couldn't find anybody. What do you think?
I think you're absolutely right. I think the starting point is what a great time it is right now in 2020 to be a small business owner. The index that you referenced and you covered on your show last week shows that the confidence on Main Street is at an all-time high. But you are absolutely right about the headwind. The highest priority for us at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is to help Main Street small businesses find and hire qualified and willing employees. This is, Jim, this is at a crisis level, and so we're really putting our backs into it.
Well, and it makes sense to me that it's the first real headwind. I'm going to call it a serious headwind, is manifesting at the bottom of the size scale for small businesses, because those are the people who have the hardest time offering benefits. They're less likely to have retirement plans. They're less likely to have health care. They're more likely. It's 20 or less employees, of which millions of them are, you know, probably less than five employees. And so now, even, you know, when all companies have a hard time finding qualified people, the larger companies, where a person might rather work for a small business, but if they can get, they also need health care. They also would like to have a retirement plan. So the larger companies they're getting the very last of the available, and the little guys are getting left out, and it's just one of those things. And what can we do to help those small companies?
Well, Jim, I think there's two things. One is a call to all the wonderful small business folks who listen to your show, and that is, in case you haven't noticed, we're actually in an election year. Did you know that?
Yeah, I heard
yep.
about that.
We're in an election year, and I would like every small business owner to ask someone who's on the ballot, what are you going to do to make it easier for me to hire one more person?
Because a lot of times for these little companies, that's all they need. I mean, 99 times out of 100, they just need one more. In fact, they might just need a half a person.
And I think, I don't know. It depends which half, I think, but you're right. You're right. I mean, if an elected official is not able to look a small business owner in the eye and give them a simple and straightforward answer on what they're going to do to hire one more person, then don't elect them to office. I think from a policy perspective, you're also absolutely right. Healthcare is no longer a luxury item when it comes to the war for talent for small businesses. They want to grow. They know that in order to grow, they've got to compete with their larger business competitors for healthcare, and that means access to affordable health insurance. And that will be, I think, the biggest policy issue we're facing. And it's not, it's no longer a quote unquote benefits issue. It's a workforce, how do we hire someone issue, which again,
that's,
is really our biggest priority.
And we're going to pick up on that when you, when we come back after the break, the healthcare situation. And folks, you know, we got two issues here. How do we compete for people? And how do we find people, period? Both of those issues are challenges right now for small businesses. 22, right back with Tom Sullivan. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.